So I'll start off with the Megillah. Vahibe me'ach Hashverosh, Huach Hashverosh, Hamoylech Mahoidu Vat Kush, Sheva V'Esra Me'im Medina. So the Gemara asks, why does it say Huach Hashverosh? Obviously the pasuk begins, Vahibe me'ach Hashverosh, it would be enough to say, Hamoylech Mahoidu Vat Kush. So the Gemara tells us, Achashverosh was a Rasha Mitchilasa V'Atzoifah. From the beginning till the end, he didn't change. He was b'shleim. So the pasuk tells us he was Rasha Mitchilasa V'Atzoifah. Now, look at the last Perek in Megillah Esther. You know, most Mechabrim, when they write a Megillah, even in Chumash, we always try to find a similarity or something in common with the last pasuk and the first pasuk. Many Mefarshim take the last pasuk of Bereishis Bracha and try to find a connection to the first pasuk of Bereishis. The last pasuk, the last perek in the Megillah talks about Achashverosh putting taxes al haaretz. It says in the pasuk, "Vayosim Achashverosh mas al haaretz iayam." Achashverosh made taxes. Now, really, what is it really important to the nest of Purim that Achashverosh made taxes? There's no significance to the story. The Vilna Gaon says the gematria of mas is 100, the EA is 27, to show that Achashverosh controlled 127 lands. Again, it's only a remez, it's not really directly affecting the story of the Megillah. My grandfather used to say that the Gemara has a Shaila, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? So the Gemara gives two terutzim. One terutz the Gemara says is Kriyasa Zui Lula. When we read the Megillah, that is the Hallel. Another terutz the Gemara gives is Akati Abdi Achashverosh Anan. We're still Avodim. So therefore, remember, this story happened in Golus of Klal Yisrael, the story of Purim. So therefore, because we're still servants, there's no reason to say Hallel. It's a big nest. The Me'iri Taka says in Afkamino, let's say someone's on a desert island and he doesn't have a Megillah. What should he do? So according to, if you don't have the Megillah, then you should say Hallel according to one third in the Gemara, because you don't have the Mila of Kriyasa Zui Lula. So my grandfather used to say, if you're paying taxes, you're still an Abbot. That was good for the Megillah is being Maram is one of the Terutzim of the Gemara. Ayasa Masalar is Viayam. But on a more serious note, you know, there's a lot of players in Megillah Esther. There's Achashverosh, there's Mordechai, there's obviously Haman, there's a few side players, Bigson, Seresh, even Chavarna. I mean, I hold someone who doesn't get enough credit in Megillah Esther is Daniel. The Gemara tells us, just on a side note, that Hasach was the messenger between Esther and Mordechai. And then we see Hasach was missing. What happened to him? So the Gemara says Hasach, Zu Daniel, the Chatach Megdulasa, he lost his position. Taisus in Barabasu says that Hasach was killed by Haman. It means there's one shita that one person did go down on Purim. That was Daniel. That means Daniel was killed. The only Jew to be killed because of Gzeris Haman was Daniel. Now, on a personal note, I just want to say that someone once asked Rabbi Leib Steinman in Eretz Yisrael, so many Gedolim were Nifta before World War II. And we have a klal in Parshas Chukas, Roman Nismucha, Parshas Paraduma, the Parshas Miriam, Mises Miriam. And Rashi says the famous Medrash, just like Paraduma is Mechaper, Huadin, Mises Sadikim is Mechaper. So when a tzaddik dies, it's like a parah for Klal Yisrael. So really, it's, you know, on one hand, we're very sad when a tzaddik dies. And on the other hand, there is a kapara, it's like a contradiction in a way, and that's really what paraduma is all about, contradiction. So we're comparing Mises Tzaddikim to kapara. Then, so they asked him, so many tzaddikim died before World War II. There had to be automatic kapara. I don't have to give you a list. I mean, just a few. Chaim Eiser, great rebbes. I mean, you know yourself. where was the kapara? Why did Klai Yisrael have to have such an einish? And they asked this to the Gadol HaDor, Rabbi Leib Shteim, and he says, I don't have an answer. But Divrei Chazal is emes. So if so many people died, all I can say is, as bad as World War II was, it would have been much worse without that kapara. I don't know what that means. It was very bad. But whatever it means, Misa Sadiqim is Machapa. The only tzaddik we know of that died in this story, according to Tosfos, was Daniel. So maybe that gufa was part of the reason why there was a nes purim. No one says this. I'm saying a chiddush, but at least according to Tosfos, pshat. But going back to the Megillah itself, there are many. You know, if you're putting on a play, there are many actors in the Megillah. Only one of them knew everybody. That, of course, was Achashverosh. He had a front seat. He was in every scene. He knew Chavorna. He knew Bixen and Seresh. He knew Haman. He knew Vashti. He knew Esther. Esther didn't know Vashti. Mordechai didn't know Chavorna. Everyone knew somebody else. I think the reason for that is, why is Megillas Esther called Megillas Esther? Does anyone know why Megillas Esther is called Megillas Esther? I mean, you might say, because she's the main player. I don't know if she is, she isn't, but she's one of them.
She wrote it.
But the Megillah says two people wrote it. Megillah says Esther and Mordechai wrote it. So why do we give credence to Esther more than to Mordechai? This is how I started off my kunches on Megillah's Esther. Why do we... And you can ask even a further question. Usually the name of a book doesn't go by the author. There's an author and there's a name. Why is Megillas Esther, the name of the Megillah is the author, according to your tarot, which is one of probably the correct tarot, that Esther wrote it. Some of the Nesivis wrote a sefer called Megillah Starim on Megillas Esther, and Itakis says that Esther wrote it. Mordechai was more involved with the making of the Yontif, Simcha, Shalach Monois, Matonis Lev Yoinim, but the idea of Megillas Esther was Esther. That's what the Nesivis learns.
Doesn't the Gemara say that Esther asked?
We're going to get to that. Esther asked. Right, that's Ruben Israel. Esther asked the Chachamim.
You called the Doris.
Right. She asked the Rabbonon. Let's focus on that Gemara for one moment. And she asked them, should we write the story? And they said no. No Purim. Imagine that. According to the Anshe Knesset Gedolah at that time, the Gemara is in Megillah Daf Zayin. Esther wrote them a letter and said, Kesvuni L'Doyitz. Let there be Purim for generations. And they said no. Why? Because they said, Kina Atamoir Leino Benu Maseil. You're causing a kina, jealousy. How's it going to look when they read the story that 75,000 Malekim were killed by the Jews? We just went through this. It's enough. So Esther wrote back, Kfak Shuvihi, the Sifre Malchus Parai Umadai, like it says back at the end of the Megillah, Halohim Shuvim Al Sefer Dirayomim, the Malchus Umadai Uparas. Why does that come into the Megillah? Because that was good for the reason why there is a Megillah Esther. There's a Megillah Esther because the story was written in the history books of the Persians. Therefore, she says there's nothing to worry about. Now, the question is, they accepted what she said. That means they changed their mind? I think they didn't change their mind. She was the queen. She had a point. They said no. She said yes. But they were scared. So what did they do? They called it Megillas Esther. The queen wrote it. If the rabbis wrote it, it could cause a kinna and anti-Semitism against the Jewish people. I'll bring you a proof what I'm saying is correct. Because when they wrote the letters to the people, what did they write? What did Esther and Mordechai call this Megillah? They didn't call it Megillas Esther. They called the Megillah Vayishlach Svarim, and they called it Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. That means Esther, look at the Pasuk. When she sent out the word, Pasuk Lamed and Perek Tes, Vayishlach Svarim Al Kol HaYehudim Al Sheva Ve'esim U'meya Medina Malchus Achashverosh Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. The words of the Megillah are peace and truth. In fact, the Nesivos, if you had to pick, anyone around this table had to pick a name from Megillas Esther, I wouldn't call it Divrei Shalom, maybe Emes, but Divrei Shalom, I mean, at the end of the day, they killed about 100,000 Malaikim. You could say Divrei Muhammad, Divrei Nisim, you know, what are the reasons the Jews, they didn't take any of the money. Why not? So the Sefer Zaka says, because you're not allowed enough for Mais and Nisim. You're not allowed enough for miracles. They didn't take the money. So, they didn't take the money. Why are they calling it to be Sholem Be'emes? So the Sefer says what I'm telling you. She understood the Jews were scared of Purim. Imagine that. Today, we're all excited about Purim. At that time in history, the Jews were scared of the Yontif. Because they knew that it's talking about the Jews on top and the Goyim on the bottom. They were scared of what their Rabbanan Taka said. So Esther said, don't be scared. From words of truth and words of peace, no harm could come. This is Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. There's nothing to be scared about. So the Megillah itself is a definition of Shalom Ve'emes. That is the name of this Megillah. We call it Megillah's Esther. Maybe one of the reasons, like you said, it was Esther's idea. Maybe because Rabbanim was scared. The Mezuzah Maggid says, I want to go back to this thought, why is Esther called Esther? The Gemara says, Esther min ha-Torah min olam. The Gemara says, Esther ponai. That even when there's a Esther ponai, Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah. The Mezuzah says, wherever it says Hamelech, and doesn't say Melech HaChashverosh, it's referring to the Rebbeinu Shem. So Hashem's name is not mentioned, but he's there the whole time. Now, so it's a Hester upon him. It's a Megillah of Hester upon him. It's a Megillah of coincidences. Vashti was killed, Haman got the job, Mordechai was related to Esther, Esther came the queen, etc., etc. But we all know, it was a big mess. But Hashem's name is not mentioned to show Hester upon him. So that's why the Mezuzah Maggid says it's called Megillas Esther. I think we have a lot of people who didn't know each other in the Megillah. One person knew everybody. His name was Achashverosh. I think if anyone had a bigger iskalos or an insight into the story, it was him. He saw everything. He saw the beginning, he saw the middle, and he saw the end. Such a person in life, you know, sometimes we're put into positions in life that we didn't expect and we weren't looking for. But it's a matter of circumstances. We end up in situations. And if we're smart, we let these situations and we look at them and we internalize them and maybe we change because of them. That means a person shouldn't just let situations go by and say, oh, I was there, I saw. We find that by Lavan, when Lavan chased Yaakov, Hashem appeared to Lavan and says, don't touch Yaakov. What's the end of the parasha? Lavan shot Holach L'Darko. The parasha explained, he went home, didn't change. He stayed the same Lavan. Lavan wanted to kill Yaakov. He couldn't pick up his hand. Lavan picked Yaakov's call. I think that's what the Megillah, the beginning of the Megillah, the end of the Megillah, Hu Achashverosh, Virishai, Mitchilasi, Batsoifai, Vyosamas, Alaret, Viyayam. You would think after the whole story, he would change. Obviously, actually, he didn't even need the money. You tell me, what do you mean a king needs money? He has to raise taxes. What we just said, all of a sudden, Rashi says, why didn't the Jews take the money? I told you because you're not allowed to have enough for my senisim. Hoshib shot, the reason why the Jews didn't take the money, because they were scared the king ain't angry at them. He would be jealous of how much money the Jews got. So they left the money for Achashverosh. He had so much money, more now than ever before, because all the Malaikim's money went to who? Went to Achashverosh. So you would think, you don't have enough. Oh, there's a cloud. Yesh Lachmona writes a Messiah. He got so much money, he goes ahead and raises taxes even more. The last pasuk of the Megillah tells us, Ki Mordechai Yehudi, Mishnah LeMelech Achashverosh, he was the vice king. He was Ratzu L'Roi V'Echav. Many people liked him. He was Darish Toiv La'amoi. He seeked out the good for the nation, the Jewish people, the Darish Shol V'Chol Zaroi. and he went to help all the children, not his own children. Rashi says, the children of the nation. The Gemara Megillah says, why is he Rotz L'Roi Vecha? Only friendly with most of the people. There is some people didn't like him. You know, he wasn't running a popularity contest, and some people didn't like him. One of the reasons why they didn't like him was because they felt that after the Gezeira passed, it was time to leave politics and go back to the Sanhedrin. But Mordechai didn't leave, so they felt that Mordechai did something wrong. So therefore, some people were punished from him. Moshe Feinstein used to say, I mean, it's all the fashas is doing everything. Mordechai did right. Perhaps he did right. Abu Talmud Torah Kulam. The Megillah wants to bring out the chshivas of Torah. So Avada Mordechai was correct, but the chshivas of Torah we have to bring out. But you know, I think until Yud Gimel Adar, everyone was happy that Mordechai was there. I mean, it's all the fashas is doing the Talmud Torah. No one wanted to die. But after Yud Gimel Adar, after the Gezeira passed, they were upset. Why are you staying there? But you see, Mordechai knew something that they didn't know. Mordechai wrote the Megillah. Mordechai wrote Achashverosh with Berishai with Chilasei Atzaifa. He knew that the Gzeira did not pass. Even though Yud Gimel Adar, this Gzeira passed, the Russia was still in charge. And Mordechai had to protect the Jewish people. So Mordechai was Moisa Nefesh to stay. You think Mordechai wanted to stay? You know, Mordechai, why did he become Mishnah LeMelech? What was the schar of Mordechai becoming Mishnah LeMelech? You think about it, when does the Megillah mention Mordechai and Haman had something in common? Haman was Mishnah LeMelech. It says, "Vayasim is kisoy me'akol asor me'ashayitoy." He had a big, his chair was put up on top. The first time we mention Haman's name in the Megillah, Achad Varim O'Ela. Gido Malach Hashreish Haman, but Yosem is Kisoy, Makol Sama Sheita. Right away, we mention his position. In Yiddish, we say, we mention his Shtele. Mordechai, in Perites, when he goes out with the gold clothes and everyone's standing in honor, we don't say his position. In the last Pasuk in Megillah, we say, Ki Mordechai Yudi Mishnah Malach Hashreish. He wasn't a Mishnah Malach to the last Pasuk? Of course he was. You know, there are some people, the Pasuk says, when Haman, Melech v'Haman yashvu lishtois v'yeshu shan navoich. But when Mordechai came out later, it says v'yeshu shan tzahal v'samech. Take this as MS. What, the whole city were Jews? When Haman sat with the king, the whole city cried. And when Mordechai came out with Levush Malchus, the whole city was excited. She said the Jews of Shushan were tzahal v'samech, and the Jews of Shushan were navoich. Take this as MS. Haman was nothing. Haman was all bluff. Haman was full of himself. You know, I always say when Haman walked in the street, everyone had to bow down. It says in the Pasuk, when Haman was walking, they told Haman, the Jews not bowing down. Then Haman looked, and Haman saw. Someone asked Chaim Kanievsky, I don't understand. Haman's walking in the street. People are bowing down. One Jew is not bowing down. He doesn't see. Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, Haman walked with his head in the air like this. He was a Malgaiva. He didn't look at anybody. He was too big. He had a big ego. So someone had to tell him, the Jew's not bowing down. But then he looked. That's what Chaim Kanievsky says. I want to say a little different. He had such a big ego, when he walked in the street, he looked, and he saw Mordechai bowing down. He was such a Baldimian. It couldn't be that no one would bow down to him. Somebody tell him the truth. By Yegidu, that the Jews not bowing down, then by Yar, then he saw. Haman was full of himself. When Haman became the prime minister, the people know the wrong guy got the job. So you want to talk about Haman, we got to talk about his position. Because there's no respect for the person himself. He was a nothing. So when we talk about Haman, the first time I mention his name, Achad Var Meila, Gidav Achavish Haman, Vayosim is Kisam Akol Sam Hashita. Mordechai. He was much bigger than the position. Mordechai was the right guy for the job. But when you talk about a position, you take away from the person. So we don't mention the position. We mention the shtela, we mention the position in the last pasuk. We want to tell you, by the way, he was a Mishnah Lamelech. But that was not Mordechai. That did not define the person, his position. You know what Mordechai used to do? The Medrash tells us, Yankiv Baracha says, why was Mordechai Zeicha to become Mishnah Lamelech? If I give out a question, why was Mordechai Zeicha? Most people probably would say, he didn't bow down to Haman. He was Meisen Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. He was on the Sanhedrin. You know why? Yankiv Baracha says, you know why? Because when Esther went to the palace, who cared about Esther? Only one person cared about Esther. His name was Mordechai. And every day he went to the palace to check on her. So the Eibishter says, you care about one girl. One day, you're going to care about the whole nation. What was the point? Mordechai needs to be a Mishnah Melech. Mordechai wants to be Ms. Melech learning Torah. Because Mordechai had a good heart, wants to help people. Ki Mordechai Yudi, when you become Mishnah Lamelech, you're going to be Doyish Toiv La'amoy, the Doyiv Shalom Bechol Zaroy. You're going to take care of people. Every politician, he's Doyish Toiv La'amoy. You ever saw a politician run for office and he says, not going to do good? Mordechai was different because he was Doyish Shalom Bechol Zaroy. He taka did it. Now, in the last pasuk, you know, everyone didn't like him. People thought he was doing it for his own covet. People thought he had something in for himself. Most people liked him, but not everyone. So when a guy came knocking on Mordechai's door, he said, I need a favor. Can you help me out? Mordechai was Doyish Shalom Bechol Zaroy. He didn't say, are you my friend? Or you're not my friend? The leadership position of a Jew in leadership position, he understood the achrayas, what it means to be a leader. Mordechai was a true leader. Even though he was only Ratzel L'roi Vecha, not everybody. But when it came to helping people, he had such a rav toiv, it didn't make a difference. He was Doyish Shalom L'chol Zaroy. Every Jew he took care of. How do you reach such a madrega? People aren't your friends. People talk behind your back. And you go help the guy. How could, and you'll say, nah, not everybody. Megillah is Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Every word in the Megillah is 100% true. That's the name of the Megillah, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. How could it be that people are not nice to you when you help them? I want to say a noob shot. The Gemara asked a famous question, probably one of the most famous questions in the whole Megillah. What's Mordechai's name? Everyone's defined by your name. We call Mordechai a Yehudi, and we call him Ish Yemini. Which one is it? Yemini is from Binyamin, Yehudi is from David. Now we all know that Mordechai was an enekel of Shaul HaMelech. Mordechai ben Yoyer, ben Shimi, ben Kish. We don't mention Shaul. Kish was the son of Shaul, the first king of Israel. Why don't we mention Shaul in the Megillah? Because really, in a way, it was Shaul's fault that we had a Haman. Shaul was supposed to kill Agag. He didn't. Because of one night, they let Agag live, the king of Amalekim. Because of that, we had a Haman. So really, the tikkun of the Chet was done through Mordechai and Esther for their grandfather. But Mordechai was a direct descendant from Shaul. Why do we mention Yehudi, David HaMelech? So one of the terutz in the Gemara gives, because many years earlier, Mordechai had a grandfather called Shimi ben Gera. And Shimi ben Gera made a big mistake. When David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom, he gave him a klol nimretzes, a terrible curse. When David came back, Halacha required David to kill Shimi. Melech shemochal kveida ein kveide mochal. He had to kill him. And what did David do? Nothing. David said, I'm not going to touch him. He told Shlomo in his Savor, make sure Shimi dies. But David let Shimi live. Because of that, Shimi had children. Guess who was born from that? Mordechai Ben Yair Ben Shimi. It doesn't go through all the grandfathers. It was a little early and it wasn't his grandfather, his great-great-grandfather. But Mordechai was a direct descendant of Shimi and Gera. Why didn't David kill Shimi? The halacha is he had to kill Shimi. He was married to Malchus. He gave him a call in Retzes. So the Nesivus doctor says that Mordechai saw Benavuah. I'm sorry, David saw Benavuah that there's going to be Mordechai one day. So he didn't kill him in order to save Mordechai's life. That was good for the pshat. Azoi lamed the Nesivus. I want to tell you a new pshat tonight. Why David didn't kill Shimon. David HaMelech, we all know, was a very humble person. Very humble person. Let me tell you tonight how humble he was. You all know a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, "Samachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem neilach." She'am malis l'David. What does that mean? David Malis walking in the street. He meets a guy in the street. So David says, "Where you going?" "Where I'm going? I'm going to beis Hashem." So David said, "Samachti. I'm happy. Someone's going to beis Hashem." Trek Rashi. There was no beis Hashem. Shloimeh built beis Hashem. What's the guy talking about? Doesn't make any sense. Zok Rashi, the guy was telling David HaMelech to drop dead. I know it sounds a little harsh, but that's what he was telling him. He said, "David, we know what's going on. We knew in the coffee room, they knew the Nevuah. They knew that Shloimeh was going to build the Beis Hashem. So they knew that David, as long as he was alive, there would be no Beis Hashem." You know, we all think we're VIPs in Klai, so we probably are. We all daven and we learn and we do tztaka. But we're not the melech of Klai Yisrael. I think the most VIP, probably, we could call David in history one of the most important persons in Klai Yisrael's history. What didn't he do for Klai Yisrael? And the guy tells him to drop dead. What would be our reaction? I know what mine would be. And what does David say? Samachti. He wasn't lying. Because David HaMelech, it's hard to explain, but there's a different pasuk in Tehillim. It says, David said, "Nasata simcha belibi, meis deganam misiroi shom rabu." What does that mean? So in Mitzvah, David says, pshat. David davened for simcha. He davened for happiness. He said, it's no big deal to be happy when things are going good. My fields are making money. My stocks are going up. Real estate's doing good. Of course I'm happy. Which fool isn't? But to be happy when things aren't good, that you need tefillah. So David Davin, Nasata Simcha Belibi, just like they're happy, Meis Teganam V'Siroi Shem Rabu, I should be always happy. Not just then. David didn't, as a Manig Yisrael, he didn't look at it, in it, what's in it for him and for his children. He looked at it, how can I help you and your children? So Mela guy tells him, Beis Hashem, if it's all about me, I'm not going to be happy. The guy's telling him to die. But if it's about Beis Hashem, it's about Klal Yisrael, Samachti, Bohemim Li, Beis Hashem Neila. Mordechai Yehudi, every morning he woke up. What's my name? My name is Yehudi. I'm from David. I'm not from David. But because there was someone like David who looked away when Shimi cursed him. Well, how can he look away? The answer is because there was not a Begi in David HaMelech Ki Uzeh. Shimi Ben Gera cursed David. It didn't affect him at all. It didn't mean anything to him. It was meaningless. There was a din, HaMelech Shemal HaKvoy, you told Shloimeh, you take care of it. Then Mordechai knew what it means to be a manik. So Mordechai said, it doesn't make a difference, I'm Ratzul Arai Vecha. When it comes to helping people, I am Dovish Sholem L'chol Zara. I have to help everybody. That's how Mordechai lived his life. Now the truth is, to give Mordechai a little credibility, even though the Rabbanim were upset with him, as we mentioned there tonight, he was only Ratzul Arai Vecha, Balai Kol Echa. Most people don't know, but Mordechai did give up his job. Mordechai didn't die being the Mishnah Malach HaChashverosh. The Mishnah Shkolim tells us that Mishnah Perikei, Mishnah Shkolim, that Pesachia Memunah Lakinim. Mordechai, 2 years after Dayavish Ben Esther built the Beis Hamikdash, he left Persia, he went to Eretz Israel, and he came to the person in charge of the birds were for which karbonis. So Mordechai, really, for what the Rabbanim had a tain on him, he taka did. did. Yitaki gave up the job, and he moved on, and he became Mordechai Mamuna Alakinim. The Megillah, you know, it's very hard in 25 minutes to give you a whole point of the Megillah. I'll just say like this. There's a pasuk in the Megillah, like Yehudim Ha'isa'ira, V'simcha, V'sasim V'ikah. The Gemara says, Ayra Zu Taira, Simcha Zu Yanta, V'ikah Zu Tfilin, and Sasim Zu Mila. Rashi says something most people don't know. Not Rashi in Megillah's Esther, but Rashi in Masechta's Megillah. Why do these four mitzvahs have to do with Megillah's Esther? I mean, I imagine when people are happy, they have all the mitzvahs. Why Taira, Mila, Yantiv, and Tfilin? Rashi is the kasha. Rashi answers unbelievable chiddush that Achash Haman made two gezeiros. He made the goyrul in Nissan. He had to go till Yud Gimel Adar. According to the Yishalmi, there was an Ibiyar that year. It was 12 months. You know, it's a long time. So Haman, he was a shtickel impatient fellow. So he made another gezeira. Until Yud Gimel Adar, the Jews can't have Torah, they can't have Mila, they can't have Tefillin, and you can't have Yantif. It's a chiddush from Rashi. It was all the Achrayim, Amaz, but a chiluk between Chanukah and Purim. And they say Chanukah, we don't make Mishnah because it was a gzeira on Mila, on Chaydish, and Purim was a gzeira on our life, so we make a Mishnah. Rashi says Chanukah and Purim had both. Purim had both. Until Yud Gimel Adar, no Torah. Chiddush. I don't have pshat. I'm not going to tell you pshat. I want to say a new pshat in Rashi. Yes.
The edict went into effect
right away. Right. That's one of the kashas they ask on Rashi's pshat. Could be that's why Haman wanted to kill all the children. It said that day, he said, when the killed the mothers brought food, both they had to kill them. It wasn't Yud Gimel Adar yet. So if you look at Rashi over there in Megillah, Rashi says the gzeira shloi asku batayim. Rather than say shloi lamdu batayim, I want to say pshat like this. Every day we make birchas atayim. Every day we make birchas atayim. One of the most famous kashas is, why do we make a bracha last week of the Torah before Shabbat Habonah? You first have the Torah and then be Isaac in the Torah. So why do you make, if you look tomorrow morning, make the bracha, you're first going to say last week of the Torah, and then you say Shabbat Habonah. So one of the famous truths is, because you only can really bless Hashem HaShabbat HaBonuh is if you understand what Torah is. So if you're Isaac and Torah b'shleimus, then you can have real Torah and say thank you for giving me the Torah. If you don't know what Torah is, what are you saying HaShabbat HaBonuh? You don't understand it. It means nothing. Torah, one of the schools of Torah, David HaMelech says, "Bekude Hashem Yisharim Yisam Mechela." Torah brings simcha. Yontif, Avada Yontif is simcha. Mila, Sasa Noichalim Rasecha, Kemoit Yishol Rav. Tefillin, the Gemara Taka says, it's Pe'er. If you're a novel, the Shai, you'll have to wear tefillin. I think Pshat and Rashi is like this. Avada Haman didn't make a gzeira on these four things. If he did, why is it mentioned in the Megillah? The gzeira was a gzeira to kill the Jews. But when he made a gzeira to kill the Jews, it says in Pasuk, Avel became a tremendous Avelos on Klal Yisrael. Avelos. How did they learn Torah? Well, let me tell you, when a person is going through Tzaras, it's not the same learning as when you're happy. If you want the Shleimus HaTorah, you need Menuchas HaNefesh. You know, the Afla Taka says, the person, the Gemara says in Baruch, is going through a hard time. You should look into your actions. If your problems don't go away, what should you do now? So the Gemara says, you should think about Bittul Torah. The Afla learns, Yitl Bittul Torah means you tell the Rabbi Yishlaim, Tishtest my Lalna. I want to learn. A flaw, put in the office. I can't learn. I have this problem, driving me crazy. Is the Yidlo Bebintel Torah? So, because to be Zeichet to Torah B'Shleimos, like Rashi says, there was a lasik with the Torah, not just to learn Torah. You know, I was telling someone here, a guy was telling me in Miami, Shiloh, someone, the next Bismarck, Bismarck over. I met a few Hasidim there. He's telling me, Shiloh from Sneos. I told him, I'm Moshe Feinstein, I come from the Lower East Side, I'm Moshe Feinstein, used to walk, you know, today, If anyone needs to go anywhere, they go into a car. Then no one gave him a ride. Many times he had to walk. From MTJ to FDR Drive is over a mile. He used to walk from his house to, and in the summer months, you know, Manhattan, I'm not saying is the most flea-sticker place in the world. So Rav Moshe once came to shul in the morning, and he sees a guy, he's not coming, one of the regulars. So Rav Moshe asked him, what's going on? So he said, ever, I don't daven in yeshiva during the summer because of tznius. I walk in the streets, get from FDR Drive to MPJ, and since it's a long walk, I daven in the closest shtibu nearby. Moshe says, you're 100% right. I just have one question. I come to yeshiva every day. I see nothing. You understand? I don't see any problems. I didn't realize it was so bad. You know, now, you ask me, how is that possible? This is because one time he was coming home from yeshiva, it was pouring rain, and he walked in the rain. He came home, his wife said, why did you walk in the rain? He said, I didn't know it was raining. So the Teretz says, when someone is orangutan and learning, with the ganze guf, with the ganze kop, orangutan and learning, and by the way, Purim, I know it's a time of simcha, but we have to remember, if anyone asks you in the street, why do we have Purim? So the Gemara says the Jews are supposed to be killed. Why were the Jews supposed to be killed? The Gemara gives two reasons. One, because they bow down to some Shabuchanetzah, and one, because the Nerim Suzach HaShveish. Reis and Aibshistaka says, that's why in Shushan, they have 2 days, because they did two Averis. One Aver was Tam Shmuchanetzah, and one Aver was Sudas Achashverish. And when you do Avera and you do Tshuva Me'ahava, is the Dainas Nasik Zachias, so you get two. Mashenka and everyone else only had 1 day because they only did one Avera, they didn't have the Suda Shalhu Shal Achashverish. So you get 1 day. So, where am I going? Oh, Tshuva, I forgot where I'm going with this. I'll get back on track. So what I'm trying to say, what was I trying to say?
You say that Purim is the day of learning.
Oh, day of learning. So the Gemara Taka says a third reason. The Gemara says a third reason, according to one Naliyom and Avyod Aleph, the Gemara says they were moch in Divya Torah. They were shvach in learning. They were utzul in learning. Because they were utzul in learning, came Amalek. You find that Shekar Chabaderech, you find by Yeshua ben Nun, anytime there was, they weren't ligging and learning, came Gzeris. So one of the Gzeris was Bidl Torah. The Gemara is Ahavamina, we read the Megillah Balayla, Lishnoisa Bayoy. We read it again by day. So Gemara says, what does Lishnoisa mean? Gemara is Ahavamina was to learn Mesechus Megillah. Imagine that. Only read the Megillah at night, and by day you'll learn Mishnais Megillah. So Gemara says, Lishnoisa doesn't mean to learn. Mishnaisa means to read it again. So I always had a kasha. If it meant just like that, why did Gemara use a word that can mix us up? Marshall just said, Chai of all the Megillah Belayla, why the Pambayoy? Why did we use the word Mishnaisa, which has two meanings? So you see, that even though we blame with the Maskana, but the half meaning is also Emes. I remember that Moshe always learned Mesechus Megillah on Purim. Purim is a day of learning. Again, to reach Simcha. You know, Esther sent him, Mordechai ripped his clothing. Esther sends him new clothing. You're missing clothing? She knew Mordechai had clothing. He's ripping his clothing for a reason. Why did Esther continue sending him clothing? So Koshi, I was thinking you could say, because Esther knew when Jews are in trouble, what do you do? What do you do? You got to go to the Chatzar HaMelech, deal with the ministers, you make a deal. You make a deal. The only way to get into the Chatzar HaMelech is with clothing. You know, you weren't allowed to walk in the... And Mordechai was the only one allowed to go because he was put there, Zayt Nevenezer. The Esther gave idea to HaKashverish that every nation had someone in the Chatzar HaMelech besides the Jews. So he was appointed there by who? By Achashverosh to be there. So Esther said, now is not the time to rip your clothing, now is the time to go to work. You got to save the Jews. So Mordechai wrote it back, told him all about the money, the Prashas HaKesef. So what was he talking about the money? I think Prashas HaKesef would be, talking about the money, because what do Jews usually do when they're in trouble? They try to shmir. You understand? Where do we know that from? Yaakov Avinu, he gave him money, a bribe. Yaakov Avinu gave the bribe to who? To Esau. That's why, in fact, Moshe Feinstein told Menachem Begin when he came to when they made the deal on, they made the deal on Camp David. So he came to Ramoshe and he asked Ramoshe what he should do. He said, learn Pashas Vayishlach. Vayishlach, Ramoshe Vayishlach, three ways to deal with a guy: Muhammad, Dayan, and Tefillah. That's why Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, when the Mir Yeshiva was in Shanghai, they had a problem with the Japanese and they didn't know what to do. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz told Reb Leib Malin, when she came to Yeshiva's Talmud, he told him, take his money. When you come in there, it always worked in Mir in Poland. Just put the money on the table, everything's be okay. He walks into the Japanese general and, you know, he puts the money on the table. The guy starts screaming at him, are you trying to bribe me? Because he got out of there. So he went back to Chaim Shalev. Chaim Shalev says, what's going on? Rabban says, how you deal with the guy with a bribe? So you don't, Chaim Shalev is couldn't understand. Then he looked, he saw that in Bereishis it says that the naked Torah, Avram gave Maton, he sent to Japan, to China. So it comes out that not B'nai Esau. That means, Yankim Avinu Shtel Davek, how you deal with Esau's Enikov. But these weren't Enikov of Esau, the Japanese. They never had this experience dealing. So Esther was thinking that Mordechai should bribe the king's ministers, get into the king. I should bribe the king's ministers. Haman tried to bribe the king to kill the Jews. He said, keep the money. So there was no bribe. What could I bribe more than Haman bribe? Haman gave the money. He said, no. That means kill him without the money. So what's the money going to help? So there's nothing to do. He ripped the clothes. That's Pashup Shat. I think in a more shot, Esther was telling Mordechai, a Jew has to know all matzavim only b'simcha. Now's not the time to recall it. It's like a gzera. A begam b'simcha. You have to even Hashem b'simcha in all matzavim. We're going now into a massive, you know, we mentioned there tonight, if it wasn't for Esther, there'd be no Purim. The rabbi said, no Purim. You give me your dalit, regular day. No days off, regular day. Well, Esther said no. And Esther wrote letters, and she gave chizik, and we have the most, that even when Mashiach comes, Purim will never go away. Came along one Rav, many years in the Gemara, in the Aftainis, and Tainis was at Zandav Chav, and he said like this, Omer Avihuda, the son of Shmuel Bashilas, Misha Nichnes Ada Mar Mesimcha, that's the Maisa. In the Litvish yeshivas, they tell you, until you noch lein and you give a lot the tiny zesta, I don't want to hear a word about Purim. It's like a middle shvat, right? Zokter Yehuda Vashilas, no. Misha nichnas oda, marim besimcha. Tonight, you got to be happy. Why? Think about it. The nest was only Yud Gimel Yud Aleph. Why the whole month? Suppose you could say, Megillah says, Achoydish Hashanepach, the whole month was a beard mazel, and we change it for good. The month changed. That's Poshup Shah. Alexander Rebbe says, like I mentioned before tonight, Haman was an impatient guy. You think when Adar came, he was going to wait till Yud Gimel Adar? He would have, he wasn't so machme on Yud Gimel. He would have gone straight and killed the Jews. That's what he said. I want to say Nupshat tonight. Can I do it? Yeah. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Nebon of Shalhaman, Lamdu Tai B'nai Brah. The Gemara doesn't tell us who it is. A lot of people have different opinions, by the way, who it is. On a serious note, we don't know who the Enikul of Haman is, learning Torah and Abraham. But there's always a Gerasa that does know, and the Yankee brings a Gerasa. His name was Shmuel Bashilas. Shilas was a woman's name. She was forced into a marriage by one of the grandchildren of Haman, and she had a son called Shmuel Bashilas. Now, Tzadik HaKoyin, the Pit Tzadik, the great Rebbe from Lublin, says, what if Shat and Shol HaMelech, he didn't kill Agag? He had Rachmanis. Ayachmo Shol Agag, Shol has Rachmanis on Agag. So Reb Tzadik, Shol saw the neshama of Shmuel Bashilas. He had Rachmanis on him. Shmuel Bashilas was the enikul of Haman. He had a son called Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said, Misha Nichnas Ada Mar Ben Besimcha. So he said, Rabbi Yisai, you know they always say, a grandson knows better. He knows whatever you think my grandfather wanted to do to you, you have no idea. Whatever we have a comprehension, the understanding of the Gezerah of Haman, it was much worse. And 2 days is not enough. Misha Nichnas Adam Marim B'Simcha, the great Simcha. I wrote a story about the Nuremberg trials on my paper this week. The Nuremberg trials, and you got the nicest Megillah in the world. There's going to be three letters in the 10 sons of Haman that are small. A Tav, a Shin, and a Zion. Tav Shin Zion, which corresponds to the American date of in September 1946 in the Nuremberg trials. There were 11 Nazis and Goring committed suicide. 10 Nazis. When Streicher was hung, as reported in the New York Times, I'll tell you something more new to the story. And when Streicher was hung, as reported in the New York Times, he screamed out, Purimfest, 1946. And obviously he was comparing the interesting Tzara Shava between 10 sons of Haman and 10 Nazis. And when they told the story to the Belzer Rebbe, the Baron of Belz, he said over the Pasuk, that when Esther asked Achashverosh for another day, give the Jews one more day. Get the Jews, take revenge on the enemies one more day. And it says, it doesn't say Melech Achashverosh. It says the Melech. And the Medrash says, wherever it says Melech and doesn't say Melech Achashverosh, it's referring to Hashem. So Esther comes to the king. And it says like this. Batoyma Esther, ima Melech toy. Give the Jews one more day to take revenge in their enemies. And what happened? And the pasuk ends off, Aseres bnei Haman yitlu aloeitz. But then in pasuk Yudalit, so the Belzer Rebbe said on this pasuk that Esther was asking the king for one more day in Jewish history. Let the Jews take revenge in their enemies. And they took revenge and they killed the 10 sons of Haman, Streicher, and all the Nazis in Nuremberg trials. That's the end of the story, the Belzer Rebbe said. In my father's shul on the Lower East Side, the Romanish shul, we had a Jew, his name was Nathan Heilu. He was a guard on Streicher at the trial. He was there when Streicher screamed out, Purimfest, 1946. And he asked me, do you know the name of the American soldier that hung Streicher? And I said, no. And he said his name was Woods. And I was thinking in the Pasuk it says, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, when they hung the Saris Nehaman, it says Yidlu Alo Eitz. But in Pasuk Yud Dalid, when it says, Vatayim HaMelech Osses Kain, that Saris Nehaman Tolu. Haram to the Eitz. So I think in Pasuk Yud Gimel, we're talking about the future. Not the 10 sons of Haman that were hung then. We're talking about the 10 sons of Haman that were hung in 1946. Who hung them? Woods. Sergeant Master Woods. That was his name. Interesting to note, he himself died because he was in the hanging business. He was an executioner. And he went, when the hanging went out of business, out of style, he got involved with the electric chairs. And he electrocuted himself. That would be a shot in the Mishnah and others, that when someone Saif Atvach Yatufan, you kill people, eventually you'll be killed. It's HaMishnah said. But I'm interesting to note, the Megillah is not a story from then, it's a story for us. The last pasuk says that Mordechai is Doivish Taiv La'amoy, the Doivish Shol Mechol Zari. I think you could end off, why is the Mishnah speaking present tense? Everything in the Megillah is past tense. Only this pasuk. He's Doivish Taiv La'amoy, and he's Doivish Shol Mechol Zari even now. What does that mean? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Mordechai, you did a lot of good things. And if we had to pick why Mordechai was going to be the Mishnah Melech HaKashverish, we could give a lot of good reasons. He didn't bow down to Haman. He was on the Sanhedrin. He was an unbelievable person. But that's not why he became the Mishnah Melech. He became Mishnah Melech for one reason, Rabbi Yanke Baracha says. Because when Esther was in the palace, and no one cared about her, he went every single day.